Top of the morning to you. Well, based on today's news from Case Shiller, looks like the crash is over, folks. So home prices have bottomed out. Their analysts are saying in January of this year, home prices bottomed out. And from there, it was kind of up, up, and away for a lot of areas. So my name is Dan Freel. I do this report. I try to do this on a daily basis to keep you guys informed what's going on. So what we got out is the Case-Shiller Index came out today. And right through here is where those numbers are. And let's break this down briefly. You can see through here, here's home valuations and prices over the basically the whole duration of time on this, but let's break it down to 10 years. You can see right through here, we peaked back in June of 2022, and then it started going down, and everybody's saying it's going to crash. It's going to be worse than anything we've ever seen in our lifetime. Well, this drop from here to here is a little bit different from here, folks, but the good news for all of this is house prices have reversed, and I think people are getting back, are used to the norm of where interest rates are today. So let's get over to the data that we do have. Based on the CNBC analyst that came out today, this is basically what they did. They comprised all the data with the Case-Shiller Index, and we called it. I said, you know, the areas that saw 30, 40, 50% appreciation in the last 2 years, you're going to get hit, guys. You're probably going to get hit double digits, and it happened just like that. Seattle, down 11%. San Francisco, down 11%. Phoenix, down 7.6%. But hold on. Everybody kept saying, Dan, the house prices aren't going to drop. Well, I beg your pardon. I said that they were going to crash in, well, not crash. My idea of a crash is about 30 or 40%. When you have a reduction of 11% and 11.3% in some areas that saw probably 30 or 40% appreciation, you're still in a very good position. So please be careful. What a lot of people are going to do is they're going to just cherry pick this information. They're going to say, look, San Francisco is down double digits. Seattle down double digits. Well, how about let's flick on the other side of the coin. The Rust Belt, which I live in Chicago, we are now seeing more appreciation than anywhere else in the country. You see Chicago is up 4.6% this year, Cleveland up 3.9%, and New York up 3.5%. So a lot of people aren't going to those sunny areas for remote work. They're actually getting back into the Midwest, the nitty gritty where we live in these areas. And we're seeing our house values actually increasing. And we keep, in the Chicago area, we normally see a trend of about 3 to 4% a year. And that trend hasn't been bucked during this whole time. So let's get over to the Case-Shiller Index. Like we said, here is what the numbers are looking like. It is a fantastic turnaround in the housing market. Well, based on this information, and is there anything else there out there today that we should be really concerned about? Well, no. Here's our economic calendar for today. The only thing that came in is consumer confidence, and it actually is going up and up and up. I think there's a factor here in regards to the stock market. A lot of people are feeling better about themselves. The mass unemployment hasn't been created like everybody was fearing. The housing market hasn't crashed like everybody was predicting since 2020. And now we're seeing consumer confidence actually on the rise. And I think a lot of that has to do with the stock market. You're seeing stock market hitting highs every day, and people are just feeling a little bit wealthier. So with all this data out, which really nothing today, but tomorrow is the big day, folks. You're going to see down in the economic calendar what we see right here is the FOMC statements. They're going to come out and they're going to tell us what they did. They're going to raise rates 0.25%. That's pretty much given. And then there's a lot of events going to take place from now to the next meeting. And so I'm basically thinking at this point, they're taking their foot off the gas, because my assumption is the inflation numbers are going to continue to drop down into the range of in the 2% ranges. And that's going to make the Fed say, okay, I think we've done enough. So that is basically the news out for tomorrow. So I'll give you a live report tomorrow once the Federal Reserve comes out with their information. But based on this news, what's going on with mortgage rates? We hit over 7% for the first time today in the last few weeks. So this is where, guys, I strongly advise you guys, it's really, really difficult when you're shopping around, because by time you call one place and then you might not get around to calling the next place the next day, rates can change. It's like buying a stock. You like it one day, but it's not necessarily going to be the same price the next day. So I'd strongly suggest you check out me and my team. What do we do? What are we comprised of? Well, we're all federally chartered. And what I mean by that, we're all licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We would love to help you. So we're not only a national lender, We are also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers out there. So what does that mean? Well, it means we can place your loan here at the bank, and we have phenomenal products and processes in there. But many, many times we find other banks or other lenders or other mortgage companies, they might have some perks. They might have maybe a, like Rocket Mortgage, the 1% down program, where we're proud to say we're a partner with Rocket Mortgage in that program to offer that to you, because you can't call Rocket Mortgage directly. So those are the perk programs that we have the ability to use. So that's why, you know, a lot of people are choosing the Frio team to help them navigate this housing market. So if you'd like to reach out to us to see if we can help you, maybe get you pre-qualified, maybe kick the tires and saying, is your credit score high enough? Do you make enough money? Do you have enough of a down payment? Well, we can answer all those questions and more. All you need to do is reach out to us, give us a call, 844-775-5626. Or if you're like, Dan, I really need to get into a house. I need your help. I love how you guys shop around, and I like the knowledge, and especially I like a one place that I can shop no matter where I'm looking in the whole country, I can use you guys. So how do you do that? Well, just click the apply now button right over there and you'll be on your way. Either me or one of my mortgage advisors will be reaching you within 24 hours of your application. So look forward to working with you. All I ask you to do is one thing on a daily basis. Please give me a thumbs up. That's all I ask. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.